really was a verse that jumped off the page. Actually, enough for me to stop and write it down so I wouldn't forget. It was Mark 11:17, because it spoke directly to where we as a community are heading. I mean, one of the things, besides being in the Bible every day, that seems to be on God's heart for us as a community is that we become a people of prayer. And that's why we're having the virtual class, the Hope of Prayer, now. And in my heart, I have believed for a while now that eventually that will be around the world, around the clock, that we will be a people of prayer around the clock. So when Mark 11:17 came up, it really resonated with me. This is Jesus, and he's really throwing out what the temple had become. It wasn't so much that what was happening in the temple was wrong. The sacrifices were happening, but it had become sort of this cottage industry. So people were making their living on the temple grounds by selling sacrificial animals and changing money and all this kind of stuff right there on the grounds. And this appalled Jesus, because the spirit of it was probably more profit-driven than as a simple resource and a help to those coming in from out of town. And so Jesus says, "Is it not in the writings, my house is to be named a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a hole of thieves." It resonated with me because I do believe we are building a house of prayer for all the nations. And that all the nations will be represented, just like what the Daily Audio Bible looks like. And so it's comforting to get that kind of confirmation from the Word.